The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. They don't need Planned Parenthood when they have the jab. Man, report after report makes it clear that the vaccine is extremely dangerous for pregnant women. But the FDA, the CDC, they don't care. They're not going to tell you that. They want you to think it's safe and effective. And if you lose your baby as a pregnant woman, well, tough luck is the way they look at you. What are you going to do? Sue them? They gave themselves immunity. So they can do that to you. They can know it's going to happen to you. And they just don't even care. They just look the other way and say, you can't do jack squat. This is why it's so important that we get these lawsuits. And there are lawsuits up there, and we need to get them through the courts quick to prove fraud so that their liability protection goes away. Remember, this isn't just a Pfizer scam. It's an FDA scam who is supposed to protect you, and they definitely are not protecting you. They're doing the opposite of that. Folks, I'm not just going to say these things. I'm going to present evidence, as I always do. I don't say these things unless I have evidence backing it up. The first thing I'm going to jump into is this article from the Exposé, who does a tremendous job, just like the New American, where you can get all sorts of awesome information on really almost every issue you can think of, and you will get a true conservative perspective. No fake conservatives there, that's for sure. The Exposé is like a great place to go as well for stuff on the vaccine. So, I mean, if you want to be informed on the vaccine, the number one and number two places to go is the New American and the Exposé. I'm telling you, when there's news, a big news on that kind of stuff, or you want expert doctors' opinions, that's what you need to do. Anyways, let's get to this article from the Exposé. Okay, it's titled FOIA Reveals Pfizer and Medicine Regulators Hid the Dangers of COVID-19 Vaccines During Pregnancy Because Study Found It Increases Risk of Birth Defects and Infertility. This ties in with what I presented to you yesterday from Dr. Naomi Wolf about the 50 pregnant women in their study, Pfizer study, that basically disappeared from their study. And it's either there's complete incompetence and they don't know how to follow up, and they don't know what they're doing over there at Pfizer and when they're doing their studies, or it's purposeful. They're doing it on purpose to hide negative evidence about what the vaccine actually does and the harms it commits. It's one or the other. I don't know. But let me have you jump into this article. I want you to hear it. So take a listen to this article.
FOIA reveals Pfizer and medicine regulators hid the dangers of COVID-19 vaccination during pregnancy because study found it increases risk of birth defects and infertility. A Freedom of Information request alongside an in-depth dive into the only pregnancy/fertility study performed on the Pfizer COVID-19 injection has revealed that medicine regulators and Pfizer chose to publicly cover up alarming abnormalities of the developing fetus and falsely downgraded the actual risk of COVID-19 vaccination during pregnancy by suppressing documented findings of the clinical data. These decisions led to medical professionals, who are far too trusting of medicine regulators, to wrongly inform pregnant women that the COVID-19 injections are perfectly safe during pregnancy, leading to many pregnant women feeling pressured to get vaccinated. This fraud and deception has caused at least 4,113 fetal deaths due to COVID-19 vaccination in the USA alone, and a further study shows COVID-19 vaccination actually increases the risk of suffering a miscarriage by at least 1,517%.
Folks, there's so much information. There's a lot more in this article but I have to bring you other stuff. And I want to tie in to what Dr. Naomi Wolf found. Remember, the Pfizer documents that were forced by a judge to be released, how they just found out, it's amazing how they come across these things with just basically volunteers. They're doing such a fantastic job. I'm not going to waste time. This is from War Room Pandemic. Dr. Naomi Wolf on the 50 women that just somehow disappeared out of the study. Take a listen.
And just to finish telling you how shockingly, just shocking this is in terms of them playing God with 50 pregnant women, according to their own clinical protocols document, these women should have been followed for a minimum of 6 months from their last visit, from the date that they were withdrawn. And it says they followed them, but and the clinical protocols for every phase one, phase two, phase three trial says you have to follow the subject for fewer than 24 months, but no less than 6 months, right? That's standard, gold standard for everyone. But this, our volunteers are geniuses. One of them created a front-end search tool that searches all the released Pfizer documents. And she searched for pregnant and pregnancy and found no updated information on these 50 women and their pregnancy outcomes. And she concludes, as more information on the dangers to pregnant women from the mRNA vaccines surfaces, some of which the manufacturers had at their disposal early on, I feel it is imperative that we hear the stories of these 50 women and their babies. They vanished. They're gone, right? Even though they were supposed to be followed for 6 months after they got pregnant, after having been injected, nope, gone, nowhere to be seen. And what that means is, if God forbid they had the kinds of outcomes that these poor female soldiers are having with fetal malformation, 80% rise in fetal malformation, right? Fortunately, Pfizer can't find them, right? Dog ate my homework. I don't know what happened to it. It's under the couch somewhere. I don't know what happened to the records of those 50 women. It's absolutely shocking. And I'll go further. My guess, as and now I'm speaking as a cultural critic, is that these were voiceless women. My bet, I will bet you money, that if we find out who these women were, they're going to be women who are in prison, or women who are in some kind of home, or women who don't have the rights that they would otherwise have, or women who are just impoverished or in some kind of program, government program, in which they are dependent on benefits or dependent on being in the good graces of the government for their food or for their childcare. These are not rich white women who were, oops, injected, oops, given the placebo, oops, I don't know where your records went, with the harms, the level of harms that we're seeing with pregnant women being injected. And so what I think this is medical, it's medical experimentation, not of a Mengele level, but of an early, you know, 1930 to 1933 Nazification of doctors level.
That's pretty strong words. But when you're talking about that they knew, and it seems like they knew, that this would harm little innocent babies, you have to remember, just look at them freaking out about the Roe versus Wade situation. They don't care about life. And if you don't care about babies, you don't care about humanity. I'm just amazed that people, so many people are able to raise their hand in this day and age and say, yeah, I believe in killing babies. That's amazing to me. I say, let those people expose themselves. Let them protest. Let them pop their heads up and say, I am wicked and evil. Let them, because that's all they're doing. They're just raising their hand saying, I'm a wicked, evil person. And I say, go for it. Go for it. Go show the world who you really are, because you've been that wicked and evil in secret, and God's always known that's what was in your heart. Let the Democrat Party show their wickedness. And when you understand the Democrat Party, its elected officials, are that wicked and evil, then is it hard to believe that they would give you a vaccine that would be dangerous to you, or could kill kids or adults or babies and pregnancies and terminate them? Is it really shocking? Look at the people standing up, raising their hands, saying, I'm wicked and evil. And then you tell me, There's no such thing. These people would never do that with the vaccine. Oh, give me a break. They're telling you they're wicked and evil. They're raising their hand, running around, shouting they're wicked and evil. Of course they would do this. Of course they would. There's nothing they won't do. World history is filled showing us that people for power and money will do the most evil things you can possibly think of. Things that you don't even think of. They think of things we would never even have enter in our mind. That's what you're dealing with. But I'm not done giving you evidence because, oh, you're not giving me enough. Well, hey, how about this then? From the expose, Iceland. Here's a report from the expose about Iceland where they're getting the information from Iceland. Stillbirths and neonatal deaths increased by 80% in 2021. What the heck happened in 2021 that could possibly cause something as dramatic as an 80% increase in stillbirths and neonatal deaths? What? This is really difficult. I don't know. I guess nothing happened in 21. There was like a vaccine rollout. That they tried to get the whole world to take. I wonder if that's it. Yes, you heard the chimes saying that's it. That's it. That wasn't supposed to be there, but I like it. So I'm glad it went off. All right, so here we go. Playing you the audio of this article. I just take a listen for yourself.
Iceland, stillbirths and neonatal deaths increased by 80% in 2021. The rate of stillbirths in Iceland almost doubled compared with the average for 2011 to 2020, and first-year infant deaths more than doubled. Taken together, there was an 82% increase, as reported by Icelandic Daily Fretin based on new data from Statistics Iceland. No infant deaths have been attributed to COVID according to official data. The mass COVID injection campaign began in early 2021, and by 15th of July, 70% of the population had been fully vaccinated. 11 cases of fetal damage post-COVID injection had been reported to the Icelandic Medicines Agency by the end of April 2022, wrote Thorsten Siglaugsson. He continued, a study published in early 2021 purportedly proving vaccination to be safe for pregnant women turned out to be so poorly designed its conclusion was invalid and had to be corrected. This didn't prevent its findings from being used around the world to justify the vaccination of pregnant women. It must also be kept in mind that all indications of safety concerns for pregnant women are vigorously suppressed by so-called fact-checkers and scientific and corporate media.
I love it. Such truth. And look, folks, when you're just looking at, they're not officially saying this has to do with the vaccine, but it has to when the bodies pile up. It's just like when we had our insurance companies basically tell us around on average an all-cause mortality at the end of 2021, the last two quarters of 2021. That's what's also amazing. It wasn't even all of 2021. It was the last two quarters of 2021 after the vaccine is rolled out. All of a sudden, all-cause mortality is up by 40%. Insurance companies don't, and this was in the working age. Insurance companies don't see that. That's unbelievably catastrophic. It tells you more than a natural disaster happened. One of the biggest disasters in the history of humanity has happened for that to jump 40% all-cause mortality. But you don't see any media digging in. Why did this happen? Think about that. Where's 2020? Where's Dateline NBC digging into how did we have such sudden rise of massive deaths in 2021? They don't even try to spin it. I think they will at some point, but they don't. They don't even try to spin it as COVID deaths because they know that won't fly. That would have been in 2020. They can't even do that, but I guess that's what they're going to eventually plan to do. Folks, everybody knows it's the vaccine. You have to put your head in the sand to say it's not. It's as bad as we've said, but maybe even worse. How about this? I gave you this a long time ago. A lot of times don't go back to some of the great information I give. So you might want to go to the newamerican.com, go to the video section and just scroll my headlines, because there's tons of stuff if you're a newcomer. I try to repeat myself on purpose, but there's tons of stuff that I hit and then I move on. And so here's what I'm going to try to make myself go back, because it is related. I've used this cut before, not too long ago, but this is fertility clinics from InfoWars. Fertility clinic data shows 75% of vaccinated women have miscarriages in the first trimester. That sounds, oh, that's ridiculous. But I have video for you to watch and to listen to if you're listening on the radio. If you want to see the video, again, thenewamerican.com. Take a listen.
One of the wonderful doctors we have here is a specialist in obstetrics and gynecology. He runs a fertility clinic, and he showed that. And obviously, people who come to fertility clinics have difficulty getting pregnant. So he says that his data correlates with the rest of the world, corresponds with the rest of the world, that about 13% of women, pregnant women, have miscarriages. That's sad, but that's the reality of people in fertility clinics. He said, with vaccinated women, it goes up to 50%. And with vaccinated women in the first trimester of vaccination, if they were vaccinated in the first trimester, 75% miscarriage. These are facts that are just being ignored.
They are being ignored. That is unbelievable. 75% miscarriages. And like I go back to the title of my show, they don't need Planned Parenthood when they have the jab. Now you know why I titled it that way. I wonder, do Planned Parenthood people celebrate when they hear that 75% of vaccinated women have miscarriages? Do they celebrate that? I really don't know. Because they celebrate murdering babies. They've shown us that. So I really don't know the answer to that. All right. Naomi Wolf on InfoWars gives an interesting timeline. This is just interesting of how we've gotten here. This show is focused on how they have just utterly deceived, tricked pregnant women. And I'm sure they made a lot of the pregnant women just think, oh, miscarriages happen. They happen, because that's true. As we had heard, about 13% of women experience miscarriages. They don't happen at a 75% ratio. Okay? That doesn't just happen. So the odds are, if you had a miscarriage and had the vaccine in 2021, you actually have greater odds. It wasn't just natural. It probably was the vaccine. But the doctors will never say that to you. The stats tell me that that's the greater chance. It's a smaller chance that it was going to happen no matter what. Possible. But it's actually more likely that it was induced by the vaccine. Statistically speaking. I know people will get mad at me for that. And I don't even know why, but I have a sense that people will get mad at what I just said, even though it's true. I just have a sense of that. Anyways, Naomi Wolf, how'd we get here? She goes through an interesting timeline after reviewing the Pfizer documents is how she's actually laying out this timeline. So take a listen.
You can draw your own conclusions about what further investigation there needs to be done through this timeline. So in September of 2019, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation made a $55 million investment in BioNTech. That was before anyone knew anything about any mRNA vaccines for the COVID virus. January of 2020, when no one really knew how serious the COVID pandemic would be, or if it would be a pandemic, it was the very earliest days when the first reports were coming out of a virus out of China, Pfizer and BioNTech united in so rushed a fashion. Remember, BioNTech was the one making the mRNA vaccines. Pfizer wasn't, right? United in so rushed a fashion that their lawyers worried that they had no contracts yet. And you remember that Pfizer, for a number of years, had created three beachheads in China, one of them in Wuhan. The spike protein, you'll recall, is of course part of the virus. It's also part of the vaccine. And more data emerging from the internal Pfizer documents shows that the spike protein causes problems. To remind you and recap, it doesn't stay in the injection site, according to the internal Pfizer documents. It goes to within 48 hours into your bloodstream, and it lodges the spike protein, the mRNA, and the lipid nanoparticles lodge in your liver, ovaries, if you're female, spleen, lymph nodes. So the spike protein was developed by a Chinese scientist working in the US, and that, of course, is an important component of the vaccine. And this is the Straits Times reporting on that. In November of 2020 and December of 2020, right when a month after the rollout of the vaccines Operation Warp Speed in the United States, the internal Pfizer documents show no efficacy, vaccine failure. They knew it didn't work. They knew it would wane over time, even if it worked short term. And in some cases, the side effects they saw after having been injected with it were COVID. So they knew it didn't work. November 2020, they didn't tell you. Millions of people got vaccinated thinking that would be it. They would be done. May 10th of 2021, BioNTech partners with a Shanghai-based pharmaceutical firm called Fosun Pharmaceuticals. BioNTech and Fosun, remember, you were told BioNTech is a nice German family-owned company. It's not. It's partnered with a Chinese company, Fosun Pharmaceuticals. They commit in their partnership to producing 1 billion doses of the mRNA vaccine.
There's more, but I have to stop it there because I'm running out of time. And yes, what you just heard, and some, I hope, she's talking very calmly, actually very soothing. So you could drift off mentally. Pay attention to what she just said there. That Fosun company said it produced 1 billion doses of the vaccine. We still don't know exactly if they're the ones who just made it all and then they just packaged it in America and then said, yay, we did it, when it's actually China may have made all of the Pfizer vaccines. Maybe 1 billion doses. Were they making it for Moderna as well? I don't know. There's a lot that needs to be investigated. Yes, it could be that you got a vaccine that was made, the ingredients of it, made in China. There's a whole nother scandal. We don't know. We don't have all the evidence on that, but the Pfizer documents led towards that situation to where we're trying to see if that's true or not. But it's information you need to know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's the most important information you can get today. I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level, and I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.